Wait, you know what? I have something to say. First of all, I watched the damn movie.
The Substance?
Bro. Something.
What did I tell you? First of all, was I right or
first
no?
First of all, Kaya.
No, right. Are you okay? Like, are you actually okay?
No, my brain, like, I don't know. My brain after that was not okay. No, I promise you. No,
she told me. I don't know if she texted me or snapped me, but she's like, I have to watch SpongeBob after this because this was too much.
Dude, something, you know when you like watch something like scary or not? Yes. It's not even scary. It's like weird. No, and you're like, okay, I need to watch something normal.
Yeah.
Yes. Because that was how I felt.
Reset your brain.
But you know what I was thinking about? Because I've been seeing it everywhere. Is have you seen the movie Interstellar?
No.
Oh, okay. No.
I actually, let me tell you something about this.
Okay.
First of all, I saw Interstellar when it came out, like, just, like, the preview or whatever.
Okay.
And I was like, whatever. Like, yes. It doesn't look that good. Looks boring, right? And it wasn't until as of recently, I literally, maybe a few months ago, like, tweeted or maybe even put it on my Instagram story or something, like, is Interstellar, like, when the whole, like, pick six movies that, like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
On Instagram,
yes, on the show. Yes. Yes, yes.
And I kept seeing a lot of Interstellar, and I'm like, what the hell is it?
Did I have it on there?
I don't know. I don't remember. But I was like, is it that good? Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, what? Like, you haven't seen it? And I'm like, I love movies, and I can't believe, like, this you is such a biggest hyped movie, and I've never seen it.
I don't know when it came out, but I think a long time ago. Yeah. My first time watching it was last year. Like, yeah, last year. No. Yeah. Last year. It is so... Okay, wait, but this reminded me because when you're talking about how, like, when somebody doesn't pay attention during a movie, like, when I watched this, the person I was watching fell asleep.
No.
And you have to watch Interstellar to understand you cannot fall asleep during Interstellar.
Right, it's long.
Okay, but this is one of those movies that it's like, how do you say, like, I don't even know if I'm going to say this right, and I may sound so stupid, but intellectual. Like, it's like a, like a knowledgeable movie. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's why, like, one, it grasps your attention, your attention that way, you know what I'm saying, and you like learn things and you have to pay attention to every single detail. So so if you're somebody that like falls asleep, like, you, but I don't understand how somebody could fall asleep during a movie like that, and that's what I don't understand.
Right,
you have to watch it.
See, so then it's like, if you fall asleep during it, maybe you're not,
I feel like you're stupid,
right? Maybe you I'm have like, no depth
that
to
irks
you.
My soul. Yes, you have to watch it because
no, I want to. Yes. You know why? I was actually after that, after figuring out that it was everybody's favorite movie in the whole damn world, I was like, okay, I'm gonna watch it. But then I saw that it was supposed to re-release in theaters, and I was like, ooh, I want to see it in theater. I think I might have missed it though.
Oh,
I don't know.
See, I've been seeing it. I need to look it up because that's why I brought it up, because I've been seeing it. Let me look up if it's supposed to re-release.
I want
to
see it. The
and then
theaters.
You know who that guy, Matthew McConaughey, I think his name is one of my favorites.
Really? He's,
have you seen How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, I love that movie.
Classic. That's definitely a classic.
Let me see. Interlease. Oh, look, it says Showtimes. What? It's in theaters right now.
Where though?
Green Valley Ranch.
That's it.
No. Oh, not even. No, it's Galaxy Theaters Green Valley.
Oh.
Boulevard and Cannery. You have me effed up.
Oh no. Movie theater or movie night at home. No, I want to see it though. So it's a good concept, obviously.
No, it's a really, really good movie. Like a great, it came out in 2014.
I'm excited.
I can't believe
really
it's back
movies.
There. I would go to Galaxy. I've never been.
No, but what did you think of The Substance?
I didn't like, ew. It was, first of all, it was crazy. Like it was crazy to think about. Like, I like the concept maybe a little bit. I'll give it, like, a 7.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I liked the... No, I really liked the concept, actually, after. But I had to, like, not have to look it up to understand. But once I looked it up, I was like, oh. Where it's kind of, like, you know, the pressure that society puts on women, especially, that are in, like, you know, show business and stuff like that. So I was like, dang, but
which
they
I liked,
took it to an extent that I'm like, okay.
Because I liked that, you know, that whole concept, but I did not
like. It was
like,
towards the end that they started to do a
that
little bit
that was where
too
I was
much.
Like, click, like, I'm done, but I watched it through.
No, and correction, I'm like, last time, she's like, is there anyone big in that movie? And I'm like, no. I don't think so. Demi Ass Moore is in the movie. I'm like, you know what's crazy too? When I was watching it, I was like, dang, she does look familiar, but I couldn't, like, pinpoint anything else she's been in.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, until I saw her win the Golden Globe, I have no idea who she is. I'm not gonna
lie. I feel like,
but she's apparently huge.
Yeah, right.
I have no idea.
I don't know what else she's in. Neither I couldn't tell you. But when I hear Demi Moore, I feel like I know it.
Yeah,
right. I'm like,
I just don't know what else she's in. I know the other guy. The guy,
yeah, the yes. boss guy,
yes,
yeah. What is he from? I couldn't pinpoint it either, but I know he's from some, like, a lot of things.
Yeah. But yeah, I couldn't, like, yeah, she. But it came up on my TikTok. I'm like, oh my god, she won the theme for it.
Yeah, that's.
But
wild.
I've just never seen her in other things. But
I can't believe the movie was that big. I didn't know the movie was that big
to win the. That's why I was like, when I saw that, I was like, oh wait, let me go turn it on.
Yeah,
but it was. It, yeah, that's why I was like, whoa. But
yeah, if you're gonna watch that one.
Good. I don't know.
Watch with caution.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a lot.
And sorry for looking insane in the last episode. I like, my disclaimer was left out. I was like, guys, I was so
Wait,
sick.
It was?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know. Huh. But I was so sick. Wait. My onion part was in there. But like when you were like, wait, should you tell them that part? Yeah, I was not in there.
Weird.
It's okay though. But I was sick. But I'm better now. But yeah, should we do the intro?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey guys, and welcome back to Unapologetic.
If you're new here, thanks so much for tuning into the show. And if you're coming from our last episode, welcome back.
Yay. This is episode 7.
Dang.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, wait, you looked at me and I was like, wait, no, did I get
no,
that right?
No, it's just crazy.
It's crazy that it's only 7.
I know, but it's technically 8 when you think about it, because when we say our episodes, we're not counting the pilot.
Yeah. Okay, because I'm like, dang, I feel like we're like 20 deep.
No, I know. I feel like we've been doing this for 3 years.
Yeah, but no, literally, I'm like, dang, 8.
Like, I'm like, what's next?
I know. And it's so funny because when I tell people, like, they're always like, oh, like have me on a guest. I'm like, we just started.
No, right. You know what the other thing is too, is like, when people ask you, oh, like, what's your podcast about? What do you say?
I don't think I've
nobody's asked.
No, because they know. It's mainly people saying like, I need to be a guest, or I want to go on. Yeah,
like they've already watched it.
I don't know.
Oh.
But I'm assuming so. Like, I don't think. Oh no. Someone actually did just ask, and I think, dang, I don't know what my answer was. I'm
it's like
calling.
Right.
No, I think I said like, we talk about like relationships. Yeah, that was my answer. I was like, relationships, like real life problems, life advice, stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, that's a good answer. It's just like, I don't know. I feel like it's a hard question because we don't talk about anything like
in specific.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. Watch it.
I know.
Wait, what? But before we start, something that I want, because I just did it like 75 times already.
Okay.
So, you know how, like, when you're thinking of something,
mm-hmm.
like, you tend to, like, look up to, like, try to think mm-hmm. or something? I seen something the other day, like, somebody asked, like, why do we do that? Like, why do we tend, whenever we're trying to think about something, we're mm-hmm. like, I don't know. And it's because, like, something in our, like, subconscious mind, like, knows that our brain is up here. So we think it's like a matter of us like kind of like looking, like reaching into our brain
no
for our
way.
Thoughts. Yeah, isn't that so crazy?
That is.
And
so
I literally do that all the time. One of the things that I peep mm-hmm. every single time that I watch our podcast mm-hmm. back is I'm like, oh my gosh, every time I have a thought, I'm always looking up, or I'm always looking. It's usually up. I look down sometimes, but I'm like, that's crazy.
Really?
It's because our brain is up there, I guess.
I never peeped that you did that, first of all.
Really?
It's funny. No. But I know, but it's so funny that you brought that up today, because I kid you not, like, last night when I was eating with Brooklyn and we were talking about, like, we were each telling stories about just, like, things, right?
Yeah.
And, like, I kept catching myself looking up to the right. And it's so crazy that you brought it up, because in my mind, I was like, okay, I keep looking up. And then in my mind, I was like, wait, which way do liars look? Because I'm not lying. So why am I looking up? Like,
yeah.
My mind was thinking, you know,
yeah.
Have you heard of that too? Like, how to catch someone in a lie?
When they're like looking away.
Yeah, they're like looking to the left, I think it is. I don't know which way it is. But I was thinking about that, because I was like, why am I looking up when I'm talking about a true story? Like,
right.
Something that's true.
Right.
But that's, it's probably because I'm trying to remember, because
yeah.
I can't remember anything.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I just can't help it. Like, I don't even think twice. It's like, I don't know. I don't ever try to stop myself from doing it because I can't.
I mean, what else are we supposed to do? Be like,
we're like, hold on. But yeah, I thought that was wild. I was like, dang, that's crazy to think about. I love learning like little
stuff like that. You know, yeah, like that mechanism. Like that. No, that's actually really cool. But for today's episode, we really just wanted to talk about, I don't even know. Honestly, we don't know what we're going to title it yet.
We are are not as prepared as usual, but like we have a general idea, so we're gonna keep it lax. Yeah, and just
we want to talk about like friends, like women in today's society, like friendships. And stuff like that. Yes. Like making friends in today's society, like girls being like stuff like that, right?
I think we talk a lot about relationships. Okay. And we usually are talking about like partner, mm-hmm. like loving relationships, but friendships are just as important as you know, yeah. of a relationship. So
yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So we can, that's what we're going to talk about. Again, I don't know what it's being focused on, but I guess we're just going to dive into, yeah, like making new friends. What do you want to start with?
Yeah.
What?
Okay. That's a good one. Like, okay. I seen somebody ask, like, where do you make new friends or how do you make new friends? Like, what do you do?
Okay. Well, one. Okay. Actually, no. I want to know. Okay. No. I don't even know how to word this without sounding like ignorant, because I'm not trying to sound ignorant, but it's like when you have your group of friends, like why do you care about making new
friends.
I understand, like if you're out, like for example, because like, well no, because when I'm out, it's like I'm not, if I meet somebody, I was just talking to my cousin about this actually, because like if I meet somebody, like I'll exchange like Instagrams whatever with like other girls, but I'm not looking to be your best
like
friend.
Oh my god, let's hang tomorrow. It's almost weird to me when people do that,
right?
But I don't know, see, I feel like this is tough for me, like a tough subject, because I don't it's hard for me to make friends, and because I don't care for them really, you know. I'm just like, it's very hard for me to trust somebody. Like there's so many stories and just people, I mean, from past relationships or friendships that you're just like, once you have your even one friend, I don't know, why do you but also there are a lot of people out there that just don't have that one friend, you know.
So that's why I feel like the people that don't have like that one solid friend, like jump from friend to friend to friend. Or what do you think, okay, what do you think when you see people, like do you ever see like that one person that just always has a new friend and you're like, what in the
red flag? Red flag, red
you're flag. Like, why are you constantly trying to be best friends with somebody new?
And like everybody, the whole world, because that just to me gives like, you can't keep a friend. And it's like, why, what are you doing?
That's that saying, a friend to all is a friend to none. If you know somebody that's literally friends with the whole entire city, they are not your friend.
There's something wrong.
No,
which is like funny, because you would think like from the outside looking in, like, oh, she's so friendly, like she you know, everybody knows her, but it honestly just always is like a red flag of somebody. I don't know,
but it's different. Okay, having everybody know you is different from being friends with everybody.
Right.
Feel like at one point a lot of people knew of me or who I was in Las Vegas, but I'm not saying like you can't sit here and say I'm friends with all those
right
people.
Like you don't know all my business.
But I do know people that are literally try to be friends with all of these people, and you
it's
can't
weird. It's weird,
you can't do that.
Or like people that don't have at least one friend that they've had for a minute, like is kind of a red flag to me. I'm like,
for like over a certain number of years. Yeah, it's like you should have at least one.
One. But then again, I don't know. I guess it's hard because people change and you just grow out of people. But dang, like not one friend.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like you should at least have one.
Maybe it's not a red flag for everybody, but because I don't know. I'm thinking of the people that are like just have always been quiet and like shy all their lives, that they just never made a friend. I don't think it's a red flag if you don't have a friend for a certain amount of years. But if you're like somebody who's like out there and nobody's your damn friend no matter what, like I'm worried about you.
No, yeah, I agree with that. I know it's hard, bro. And then I cannot stand when people, well actually I've only had this ever happen to me once in life, and I've told you, or try to be like, I don't even know, but they'll be like, that's why you have no friends. Like, what? Like, I have three, like, all I like need is three.
Because you don't have like a friend group.
I'm like,
of
why
people?
Do I need 20 friends?
Right. It's weird.
And I'm like, it's, people are just weird to me when it comes to like that.
I'm like, that goes to show that you feel like you need 20 friends.
Yes.
And it's giving.
Or no, I need to know if you've ever been in a situation, because this just happened to me, okay? Like, okay, this girl, so I went out, right? Just, this actually relates to what I was just saying, okay? So when I go out, right, I'm like so nice, like, right? I like talk to people, especially like if they're like at this lounge we go to often in Vegas, I've gotten to know, not in a bad way, like the bartenders, like they know me and they're so cool with me, right? And I'll follow them because like that's like they're cool.
Right.
But once I went out and the next morning I woke up and you know, you wake up to like your new followers, whatever. And one of them was a girl. And literally I was on FaceTime with my other friend at the time and I was like, why did I follow this girl back? Because I was like, I don't know, like she didn't like, I don't remember talking to this girl. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, why did I follow this girl back? Like, I don't remember speaking to her last night. Like, we have no mutuals. We had not one mutual. And I was like, what the heck? And then like a few weeks, maybe like a week goes by and I see her post, like, I don't even know how to explain this, but I see her post somebody that like, I do not, like, I don't have beef with anyone or hate on anyone. Okay. But there's people that I just will not associate with.
Right.
And honestly, I just quite frankly do not like, I, yeah, like, you know, I don't waste my energy on them, but I just do not like, right, you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I saw her post with somebody that I do not like or want to ever interact with. And actually, in fact, I've even said this to this person. And then I seen her post with somebody that was like way worse. And I'm like, okay, why are you following me? Do you know, like, what I'm saying?
Who is this?
It's giving, like, it's giving. Wait, you have to bleep it, yeah, out, bleep, or cut it. It. But she, her friend.
And no.
Yes.
That's sketch.
Weird. Why, yeah, are you following me?
Like, you know why. So that it's like.
That's weird.
Here you go. You
know, and I literally didn't even peep it until today when I looked. Because I don't even be paying. Like,
if, but
I,
you followed her back?
I followed her back, and I kid you not, before I even knew this, I told my friend on the phone, I was like, why did I follow this girl back?
Because, right? You already knew who she was? Like,
no, I have no idea who this girl is.
Oh.
And that's why I said, why did I follow this girl back? Because, like I said, I could not remember talking to this girl. Do you know what I'm saying?
Hmm.
Like, yeah, I had a few drinks in me, but I'm going to remember if I met,
right,
you.
Right, right, right.
And so I literally said out loud, and my friend laughed because she was like, ha, because I was like, no, seriously. And then, yeah, I saw that one post, and then today, oh, she posted, I think this was like a week ago, but I don't know why I just saw it today. Mm. Like, you know when people post multiple pictures and that one girl is in the multiple pictures? And I was just like, okay,
weird,
why do you follow,
no,
me?
No, it's definitely for a reason.
That's weird.
It's definitely to be able to like peep what you're doing.
That's, or what, so, yeah,
which is funny because it's like, I'm like, isn't, fan, it public anyways? No, right. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Why follow?
Yeah.
And I almost want to like remove her. Not block, but just because I don't like that. Why, like, are you, weird, following me? I don't know.
That's, did you, so, unfollow?
No. Because I just, that, it literally just happened before I came here. And, really? I'm like trying to think if I should like remove her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean.
Weird, right? I don't know.
She's going to look anyways.
Yeah.
Might as well be following it.
Right. Why not? Like, sure. No.
But maybe you unfollow, so she's not. But that's so weird.
Weird.
Yeah, that's just so strange.
I swear, I was like, did I meet her? And I just can't remember meeting this girl.
Because I feel like if we're going to look, I mean, lurk, like, mm-hmm, on somebody's stuff, like, in the same situation that they're in with you, I guess, technically, which, right, is really no situation. But, like, I'm not about to go follow her.
You, right, know what I'm, right.
Like, we're just
gonna, I'm like, do you expect me to be friendly if I see you out with, right, those people? Because I'm not going,
maybe,
to be.
Maybe she was like, this is our inning. This is our, right, opening. Like, she followed back.
Right.
Or, but what if it's like a scheming thing where they're like, oh my God, she followed back? Like,
I'm like, I had no idea who. Yeah, right. You know? That's what I'm saying. That's, yeah, what I'm going to be like, ooh, now that I know who you are, no.
See, but shit like this is exactly why I say that I don't care to make new friends, because, yes, you always have to think about somebody's like other intentions, mm-hmm, with you, and it's just like, I don't have the energy for all,
yes,
that. Unless we like somehow some way vibe really, like, really naturally, well, I was just gonna say that. Yeah, mm-hmm, then like, okay, but. And then even then, so, like, you're still, mm-hmm, on, like, a 90-day probation, or if you do anything weird, like, I'm done.
Or when, but, someone is trying too hard to, yes, like, I don't like that. No, now I literally had something to say, and I can't, like, I was going to say something, and, oh, no, or what about the situation? Have you guys ever been in a situation where, okay, and I don't even know how to describe the situation. Okay, or maybe I should say, like, a friend that's just friends with you to benefit from, like, who comes with you,
yeah,
maybe. Because, like, in college, I guess, so to say, like, I would always, like, throw parties or whatever. And we quickly, like, a lot of people started hanging out with us. And, like, one of the girls, super cool. Like, she was cool. She threw, like, maybe one or two parties. One of my parties that got shut down moved to her house. Like, she's like, oh, have everyone come to my house. Super cool. She drove my car one time. Like, we were cool. We weren't, like, acquaintances. We were, I consider us friends.
Right.
Like, and then me and my other friends helped, like, throw one of her birthday parties. Anyways, I saw recently, like, she, well, not recently now, but this is probably like a year ago, but I saw that she had unfollowed me, and I'm like,
oh my gosh,
What is wrong with people?
So weird.
Like, what?
I was like, okay. Just talking about this you with were? The producer. Yes. We were just talking about how, like, it's weird. Like, if it's, like, a stranger mm-hmm. or some shit and they unfollow you, that's like, one okay, thing. Yeah. But, like, somebody that you've been known for a while, maybe you don't even talk to them anymore, mm-hmm. but it's, like, you've known them for a while and, like, I don't know. You followed them for weird. A long time now and all of a sudden they're, like, unfollow. I'm, like...
Thank you.
Do we have beef?
Right. Like, I'm like, did something happen? No, seriously. I was like, okay. And obviously, like, I'm like, oh no. And first of all, if you're gonna unfollow me,
remove me, bro.
Remove me. Because I'm not a fan. Okay. No, I will never be a fan. Okay. No,
seriously. So, bro,
that pissed me
off. Because I know you know I don't want to follow your ass. Right.
Why would I want to follow you, especially after you like unfollowed me?
Yeah. No, you know why? Because we were talking about the obviously bleep, but the situation oh, again because yeah. bro I didn't even tell you he
why did she just post on her notes on Instagram I need new friends or I need friends
bro well obviously she don't want to be mine. I don't know why though, dude did I tell you? Okay, I've told you all the weird shit, right?
Yes,
but like with, I told you he like
yes
did the what the fuck is that called on Instagram,
signing
the-
up
no that but like the one that's like that disappears.
Oh, the night mode. Yes.
No, not the night, is that what it's called, where like you do it and it's then like you can't screenshot mode? Yes, bro. Yes, I told yes. you that.
I think so.
Okay, he did. Wait, that.
I think so. This was all the same like kind of situation, right?
Like in the same time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. And then he unfollows me, so I'm like, okay, like
right
about time shit. And then like I don't know. I was, okay, but then he followed me again recently, liking my stories again.
And she unfollowed you, right? Because he, I'm assuming
I don't
of
know
this?
I don't know, but like him refollowing me makes me feel like it wasn't because of that, because then obviously if they're still together then oh, she yeah. would be like, are they what still the together hell? Yeah, so I'm like,
see, so then why did she unfollow
that's
you?
What I'm wait saying.
First of all, because even if she did unfollow you in terms of because her boy, because the situation was like her boyfriend like trying to be friendly, whatever his right. intentions were,
yeah,
so if she unfollowed you because of that, I still don't get understand women who do that, because that has nothing to do with you.
That's what I'm saying. And I'm like, you literally could have came up to me or asked DM'd me. If yes. you still followed me, you could have DM'd me any time of the day yes. and been like, hey, what's going on with this? But that's what makes me feel like maybe she doesn't know, which is honestly worse, because that means you just unfollowed me for no reason.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what? Like, what did I do? And it's like almost like, damn, like, you don't want to follow, like, that's so weird to me.
And it's funny because obviously we're not sitting here be like, oh my god, like, why are they unfollowing?
No,
like,
we're not bothered, give a damn. Like, we're no right. exactly. I don't want people to think but we're bothered. We just, I find it like amusing.
It's just like, why? It yes. makes me wonder. It makes me wonder.
Yeah, in that situation I was literally like, what? Like, we threw you a birthday, like, we were all cool right. sleepovers, like, I actually have good memories, like, not one bad memory I don't think I have with her. So I was just like, okay, like, that's weird, like,
that's yeah, so no, weird, that's so strange. Yeah, especially throw a whole ass birthday, like,
weird. I'm like, okay.
And I'm like, while we're on this topic of following and unfollowing on Instagram, mm-hmm. the people out there that follow 3 people, 8 people, grow up, okay? Because I don't get why people do that.
I don't either.
Like, I get, like, not following anybody back, but, like, your people or, like, people you yes. know. Like, every you don't need to follow back everybody
you're
that follows you.
You're not the
president. But 5 people, you're buying the verification check. Grow up.
Dude, the buying the verification has me every time.
It's embarrassing now. It is. Because now you only get it if you buy it, right? Or...
No, you... I don't think so. Or but if, like, you're it famous. Shows, like... in your bio
if they bought
like
it.
Basically like verified since and
oh it's like, bitch, that was when you're it right. changed,
you bought it.
What's the point of that? I no, don't know. I've seen somebody with 500 followers that bought it,
like, I don't know.
I mean, go off.
Go off is crazy.
Is it monthly subscription?
Yeah, I think they have to pay for it monthly. I swear. I swear.
But follow 3 people back. I'm like, okay.
No, you know what? You know what? Still to this day is that people. No, actually, okay. I know we're not talking about relationships, but I need to just mention this because we're talking about following people. Is it said like, you know what's worse is, no. It said I would rather a guy. Wait, what did it say? Now I'm gonna mess it up. I think it was like I would rather. Oh yeah, yeah. Wait. Oh, okay, I think it was what's worse is like when a guy Yes. Okay. Okay. What's not worse? Josiah, please. Like, please. Just leave it in. It's okay. Right. Like, but okay. I know what it is. They said that like they would rather a guy follow 100 of females than a guy follow like just 5. Like or sick, like 8, because then it's like, who are you, they, and why are they so like important? Chosen. Yeah.
No, that's true.
And I was thinking about the other day, because I do know like a couple men who like only follow like we have no mutuals, as in girls, like they only follow like a certain select girls.
Yeah,
and I was thinking I've about that. Yeah, and I'm like, and that is true, because it's like, if that was me, I'd be like, why?
Like you handpicked these.
Yes,
girls.
Like you don't follow women,
right?
You know, but weird. You follow specific ones. Yeah.
Whereas before, if you're following like multiple, it's just like,
but the guys who follow hundreds of women, I'm just like, okay.
Or that's like how we mentioned. I think we mentioned this on a past episode too, mm-hmm. like the one where it's like, babe, why does this girl that follows 50
follow
people
you.
Follow you?
Yes.
Red flag.
Yes. No. Yeah. No. Maybe we can just talk about, or try to talk about, why is it so hard to keep friends? Yeah. Maybe in today's society.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, and if I knew, then I could solve a lot of problems. But I just, especially for women, I think it's so hard for other women to find genuine friends. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's just like an envious jealousy type thing. I don't know if men always end up getting in the way, but it has to be something, because like women always tend to have issues with men and friendships and stuff like that. Do you know what I'm saying?
No, for sure.
But I'm not gonna lie, I've also dealt with like situation. I actually just dealt with a situation, and maybe I'll get your opinion on it, but I know men's not the only problem, but I'm just saying a lot of it has to do with men.
I think jealousy is like one of the biggest things.
Oh yes,
for sure. Yes. If not the biggest, because a lot of them will be, you think they're rooting for you, and they be the ones that want you to fail the most
so bad,
and it's scary out there.
Or, yeah, or like we talked about in the last, I think it was a previous episode, how we just talked about how they you don't even know, what was I saying, like they're so, you wouldn't even know that they're your biggest hater type.
Yeah,
of, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's, they keep their enemies closer or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's wild.
Yeah. Like, that you would think that they're supporting you, but in reality, they're, like, questioning.
Like, it's crazy to me that there's girls out there, like, say, like, I asked you, like, oh, like, should I don't know, like, wear this? And you pick, like, the worst option.
Yes.
Like,
no, I just saw, okay, oh, people lately on TikTok are doing the, which there's a, we have to talk about the TikTok update at the end of this episode. But people lately on TikTok are doing the, I don't think, actually, I don't know if they did the We Listen and We Don't Judge or whatever, but I think actually that's what these two girls did, and they're from the recent episode of Love Island that blew up, the one with, like, Leah and,
Oh, the two blonde girls.
Did you see that?
No.
Okay, so they did a, like, We Listen and We Don't Judge, and she was like, you asked me which outfit was better, and I told you this outfit because I wanted to wear this outfit. That is weird. That's
so
not funny
weird.
To me. That's weird.
Yeah, because it's giving hater.
Yes, that's weird. And, and it's so funny because that girl, everyone now loves that girl.
Wait, what are their names?
Kaylor and Liv.
Oh, okay.
And Liv is the one I think that said that. And like, no shame, whatever. But everyone is starting to love her. But I like can peep, like, just like I peeped in the show, that she was kind of like had some weird energy. Like, I don't know. And that's weird. That's not funny to me.
Right.
Like, that's weird.
Because you're like, yeah, I mean, how do you, I don't know.
It's like, oh, haha. And people were like, oh, it's like sisterly. No, because as a sister too, I'd be like, no, that looks way better.
No,
like,
right.
Yeah.
You better tell me the truth
as
my sister. What the hell?
Because that's weird. I mean, some people do have hater families. But,
right. See, but, and that's one thing too, but to whole ass be like, I'm going to pick the option that's going to make you look worse. I'm like, I don't know.
So jealousy has a lot to do with it. And then, I mean, jealousy, yeah, I think that's the number one. And then I think that can tie into men. Just like, I don't know what it is, but I was just talking about this with Brooklyn last night. I don't know what it is with women, but for whatever reason, they cannot find their own man. There's a billion fish in the sea and they can't find their own. I don't know, but like, just find one,
right?
Because they go, like, women just keep going after other women's men, and it's like, are you good?
Especially when it comes to your own friends, like, you're really sick in the head,
bro. Don't. That's like.
Or how about the girls when it comes to men? Like they have a totally different personality change, where it's like giving yes. pick me, and yeah. like they're like, oh, like I just, it, I've always like had an easier time hanging with the boys. Like,
no, I
girl. No, mind nobody you, likes a girl right. like that, bro.
Now, mind you, I had a lot of guy friends, okay, but it was never no weird like that.
Okay, you know but if you were to sit there in front of your guy friends with another one of your girlfriends and be like,
yeah, see,
yeah, that's like guys are just less drama. Yeah, you know? No. Like I would be like. Okay, like
no. No, see, that's so weird. See, and then what I just talked about too is how the use of pick me, it, like people are misusing the word pick me because that's pick me, right? The girls right. that are like literally pick me's
like, oh my god, I never wear. No, what it, there's this girl, but, her name's Ari on TikTok. I don't know if you've ever seen her, and she's so good at doing those skits where she's like, oh my god, are you wearing makeup? Oh, I don't know. I just like could never. Like, that's giving pick me.
Yes. No. And I literally talked about this because on my TikTok, I was talking about how there's like one of my TikToks. Did I mention this on the podcast before? No, I don't think I have. How I was saying, now I forgot what the damn topic of the TikTok was. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The boyfriend in the club theme. I don't know if I. Oh. Now you're thinking of a different one, but it was how in a relationship, like I don't want my man at the club by himself, and vice versa, I wouldn't be there either. And basically, like I made a whole video about that and it like blew up, but people were calling me pick me, and I'm like, that is not a
wait,
like
let that me think about that
has nothing to do with being a. I'm so confused on how people are saying that's pick me.
Yeah, no,
right,
that's they're misuse, like for sure
what is it called, like stupid.
Yeah. I'm like dumb.
Because I was like, what, that's literally that no
how? That thank even you correlate.
It makes no sense. No
wait, because you're saying that first of all
like that? They're trying to say that I'm coming off as a pick me because I'm not gonna be, they took it as I'm saying I'm not gonna be in the club in a relationship. But I'm like, no. I literally made this video to say I don't want my man in the club.
What? But that right. still isn't pick me.
Dude, I don't know what's wrong with people.
Like, I feel like especially when you're talking about yourself in a relationship, you can't be pick me. You have the, you've been picked. You have the
boy. You've been picked.
You've been picked already. What? I don't get that.
No, yeah. That, yeah. People misuse pick me so bad. But, no. Yeah, men have a lot to do with relationships. And then what other things?
I feel factors? Like another one is like when you have, like, have you ever experienced a really needy friend? Like one that almost makes you feel like, damn, am I in a relationship with you as well? Like,
wait, have I ever?
Because known? I've had, I know two people like this okay. in my life. One was definitely worse than the other mm-hmm. where it's just like. I don't want to say too much because I know they would know, but or I know maybe other people would know who I'm talking about, because it's again, it's one of those things where I was just saying before where it's like, you know, people make you feel like you're superior to them, mm-hmm. so it's kind of like mm-hmm. you know, but
like the egg.
Yeah, kind of kind but it's of. Like because I love you no matter what, you're okay. still a great friend, right? But chill out, like the ones yeah. that's like, oh my god, like you have another friend, or like, why are you hanging out with that friend? That's what yes. I'm saying. Like yes. the needy friend that's like, why are you hanging out with?
I thought you were talking about needy, like I need to borrow this.
No,
and this and
no,
this and
not that. That. Not that. I mean, I guess that could be too, but no, yeah. I'm talking about the ones that like make you feel weird about hanging out with other people that aren't that friend.
Yeah.
You know, like that's yeah. weird to
that,
me.
That is weird. I don't like that either.
Like we're our own people at the end of yes. the day. You know what I'm saying? Like yes. you have to be able to separate yourself
and it's
from
like,
your friends.
They're clearly not like, I don't like when it's like seen on two different levels. Like they view you as a different type of friendship than how you view them,
right?
Do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, like you're saying
like they view you as probably their best number one top
but
friend
to you, they're just like your
yes.
friend. Yeah
no. Like that's bad. Yikes. You know,
see, and it wasn't even necessarily like that with that person, but that's what it was. It's like as soon as I'm like doing something else or mm-hmm. hanging out with someone else, or you know, I'm like, oh, like maybe posting them online like, oh, I love this person, we're hanging out, it's like, oh, like you forgot about me, you know what I'm saying?
Block.
Like,
no, I'm
saying. You know, right, like I can't stand that. Or like another one that ties into that is like friends that are needy in a way, or where they have like a lack of understanding, mm-hmm. where it's like, for me, I've always been a friend and I'll forever be this friend where if you have something going on in your life, I mean, life stops for no one, right? Right. There's stuff going on in people's life left and right all day, every day. So I'd never sit there and be the friend that it's, that's like, wow, like we haven't, she didn't answer my text, or we haven't hung out in X amount of time, like mm-hmm. cut off, like I'm done, or feel some type of way about it. Mm-hmm. Whereas there's so many people out there is like, you make one wrong move as far as like you have something going on and I don't know, you haven't hung out in a while mm-hmm. and they're like, wow, like they don't care about this friendship anymore, you know?
We were just talking about that. I think, well, there's been situations because it's like we're all adults, okay?
Exactly.
We're not in high school, okay? Yeah. People have things come up, and I've literally experienced this firsthand, and it's nothing bad. Like, we're fine now, but I will talk about it. Like, I have a perfect example of like birthdays, okay? There's people that take birthdays, so at this grown age,
right,
it is okay if somebody does not make it to your birthday,
right?
Like, it is okay,
right?
Like, I mean, honestly, it's okay at any age, but like I would think by now you're 25, like come on now,
like they have like, stuff going on.
Yeah, people have adults now, people have kids now, people have adults now. people are adults now. People have kids now. Like, I cannot, like I do not, like I get it, okay, certain events and stuff are important, but
for sure
people have, you know what I'm saying? Like, for example, bro, if that was how me and you took, we would not be friends.
That's,
a long
I tell people
time
that
ago.
All the time. I just told somebody that I think yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, we would have been
like, no, the first year, I don't know, because like what, like, you know what I'm saying? And okay, obviously I'm not saying like, okay, yes, do we want, like, do I want her at certain events that she can't? Of course. And
right,
I may, you know, if I'm with somebody or whatever, I may vent like I want her to be here, da da da, like, yeah. What, you know? And that's normal because, yeah, we want our friends to be there, but I'm like
not gonna be never, like, I'm not your friend,
it's
anymore.
It's never serious to sit there and be like that, right? Is insanity to me. Like,
it is
insanity
to me too.
You know what I'm saying? Because like people, okay, for example, like the baby shower, I think that's a great example. Like, I forget, it was your grand, like one of your grandparents flying in or something. Somebody was flying in. So at first you were like, I don't know if you couldn't make it at all or you could only make it to, but then the time, something, the flight
changed.
But that would have been okay because you couldn't, like, that's also your family too. You know what,
right,
I'm saying? Like,
right,
it's not just some, like, I don't know. That's just so
weird.
It's
weird to me too.
Yeah.
No, it's weird to me too. I just... And, like, I feel like people maybe think that I'm that way, or maybe we're that way of being understanding about people, because it's, like, then, like, they can't, or we can't say anything about them doing it back to us.
Mm-hmm.
But, no, like, I've never, like, I don't know. I've just never felt the feeling of, like, upset or mad that,
right,
somebody didn't, you know,
right.
I'm like, oh my god, like, why is, you know, I don't get it. I'm just like, oh well.
No, it's weird. It's the thing that's weird to me is that we're grown adults.
Yeah,
like, why are you in your, like, you're taking this, it's almost like I don't even want to be your friend. Like, this is how you act over a birthday. It's not cute.
No, exactly.
It's not cute.
No, exactly.
Like, oh, I get it. Some people take their birthday so seriously. Da 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 da. Now, mind you, I also stand on the fact that it's very important to show up for your people, right?
Yes.
I stand on that. Now, if there is absolutely no important event that they're not making it to, then I'm like, okay.
Or maybe if it's time after time, you have an event every single
That's
time
I
happen to have an
That's
event.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Then I understand that, right? But like, if it's once in a blue moon, then yeah, I don't get it. Like, I don't get it. And stop being dramatic. It's not cute. Like, it's your birthday. We're adults. People miss it. Get over it.
Right. Like, you're fine.
Yeah.
Did you still have fun?
Right.
You're fine.
No, yeah. That literally, the perfect example, and you know exactly what I'm talking about, that,
yep,
happened to me when my friends had wanted me to go to the club. I was in a relationship and I said, hey, I won't make it to the club. I'll make it to brunch and I'll make it to the other activity that you want to do, but I'm not going to, mm-hmm, go to the club. That's just how my relationship is. I was being totally honest. And yeah, they both like teamed up to me, which is fine. Like, I was just like, I can handle my own. But they were just like, that's not right. Like, that's not, you're not a good friend. Like, da 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 da. And I was being honest. Like, I'm not going to sit here and lie. That's how my relationship is. And that's, I wouldn't want him going to the club without me. So no, I'm not going to be at the,
right,
club. And it was hurtful, but you know, we moved on from the situation now, but it was pretty hurtful. But I will never.
And it's like, to me too, even if I was in that position, mm-hmm, and felt some type of way about it, like, it would never be enough to the point where I'm going to tell you like, wow, you're messed up for that.
Right.
Like,
Okay. I mean, right. If that's how you move, that's how you move.
Right. And like, we're at the point, like, also, like, not even just me and you, okay? Because, like, I mean, me and you, like, we're adults one. So, like, if our feelings are hurt, like, we would say our feelings are hurt. But it's like, that should be for anyone. Like, if you feel some type of way and your feelings are hurt, great. Communicate that with me.
Right.
But it should never be to where you're like, you're not a good, like, calling it, like, not a good friend is actually insane.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. And that was, like, the first event that ever even occurred that you didn't show up for.
So was going to the club. Yeah, it was actually, it blew me. I was like, wow. Yeah, it blew me. But also, like, within that topic, like, that's why I feel like it's, I don't know how to put this, but I'm also a friend that, like, I'm a very good friend. I'm a loyal friend. I'm a good friend. And so when I don't get that same energy back, it frustrates me.
So, like, one-sided.
Like, yes. Friendship. Not even, like, one-sided, but, like, when there's certain things that I feel like just, I don't even know if I should, it's just, like, certain, I don't know how to put this. I can't find words, but, like, when I feel like, it's like little things. It doesn't always have to be big things, but I feel like I wouldn't do that to you and it's being done to me. I don't like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to handle situations like that when it comes to friendships. I really don't.
Right.
You know? And I'll just say the situation I'm talking about, which, again, it's nothing bad. I mean, I can vent to you about it anyways and get your take, but basically, like, there's a situation where I had asked my friend, like, way ahead of time. I was like, hey, 2 weeks in advance of the date, I was like, hey, on this date, like, do you work? Are you busy? And they're like, oh, I work till this time, whatever. I was like, okay, great. Afterwards, like, can you come here with me? I'm supposed to meet, like, it was supposed to be with a group of people, but it was also somebody that I've never met before, and I did not want to go by myself. Mm-hmm. And I also knew that my other friend didn't want to go because she doesn't want to hang out with them. And then I knew you're always inside. So I was like, asking her, I was like, hey, can you come with me? Like, can you put this date in your calendar and, like, don't forget, come with me. And she was like, yeah, sure, da 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 da. And then like a week before the date, I was like, hey, don't forget, like, this date's coming
reminder.
Up. Mm-hmm. And then the day, it was either I think it was the day of, which, mind you, one, I was sick. One, the event wasn't even happening anymore, so it didn't matter. But for me, in my mind, it was the principal, because I didn't, like, really hear from her. But I was like, hey, like, the event's coming, don't forget, and or something. And she goes, no, I'm gonna stay home. And I was like, okay, but I told you about this, like, 2 weeks ago. Like, I told you 2 weeks ago. And she was like, yeah, but I don't feel well, like, I'm sick. And I was like, oh, but you're at brunch.
Oh,
like,
yikes.
Hey, my thing is, if you're gonna do that, you at least gotta keep, you cannot be posting nothing.
But she was like, no, she's like, well, yeah, my brunch, it's brunch, but, like, that's different, like, I don't want to go out and be around da-da-da-da-da.
Wait, what was, like, the event, like,
it was literally just hanging out, like, not the club.
Where
we were supposed to eat, and then I don't even know where the end location was, but we were supposed to eat. And then this person that came into town, like, that I was meeting, had mutuals with my other friends. So I knew my other friends, but I still didn't know, like, this person. So right. I didn't want to go by myself.
Yeah.
And so the ending location was either going to be, like a kickback type vibe, or, like, at, like, a lounge. Like, okay. I don't think it was going to be the club. But still, I didn't want to go by myself. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I already knew. Like, I have my main three for whatever that I ask. And so... yeah, she was saying she was sick, and mind you, like I said, I was sick. I was super sick, and it wasn't even still going on, but for me, it was a principal.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, like don't forget, and she was like, nah, I'm sick, and then she turned to me and was like, you're not a good friend because you know I'm sick and you're trying to make me go out, and I was like, no. I'm like, you're at brunch, so you're not that sick.
Right.
For one. And I said, for two, like, you, like, I asked you this way ahead of time for a reason. So it right. just, like, it hurts my feelings more than anything. And I'm just like, okay. Because I would never do that. It's like, no matter how bad I don't want to go, what if I agree to something,
like, you're already committed.
Promise you I'm going.
Yeah. Yes. You're already committed.
I don't like.
And to,
like,
be out is just, that's where you fucked up. You can't be outside and be like, I'm sick.
Yeah,
and you know what, she was sick and I was sick, but it's like, okay, we're, like, not deathly sick,
but then it's like, at that point, like,
because this still would have been messed up to just be like, no, I don't want to go. But at least just say that, because you're not sick enough to not right, go outside. To go so outside. Just at least yes. be like,
yeah,
I don't want to go because I don't.
It was more hurtful because I was like, okay, I know what's the type of person I am and the type of friend I am, and I know that if I commit to something, like, no matter mm-hmm. how bad I don't want to go, I'm gonna go.
And that just, you know, goes back to, you can't always expect people to have the same heart yeah. that you do, because they don't. It's like they don't, and every time you I was just gonna say, every time you think that they do, you get disappointed.
Yeah, but that's why it's so hard in this day and age to, like, literally, I don't like how I just said literally. But it's so hard to find somebody that, like, has the same type of mind, like, the Agreed. Same type of morals, like, all yes. of that, because yes. people just, I don't know, it's like it's all about themselves, like, they're like, how do you say, like what's the saying,
I'm a selfish bitch.
Just kidding. Like, the no, saying, it's like, I don't want to say one for all, each man for themselves. Oh. I hate when people are like that. And that's what I get the vibe from a lot of people.
Yeah. But yeah, dude, that's why I just stick to what I know and the people that are already in my life. But the other thing too, though, is just because you have somebody in your life for so long, which kind of goes back into our last episode of, you know, how to know when, or what are the signs to let a relationship go or whatever. I feel like that can apply to friendship too. Yes. Like, just because you've been friends with somebody all your life since childhood, maybe your parents have always been friends, doesn't mean that if they're a bad friend you shouldn't cut them off just because of, you know, the length of the relationship.
I agree with that 100%. Like, if someone's moving weird and you're like, oh, but I've been friends with them for 10 years, I don't care, cut them off.
Yeah,
gotta go.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, the second something's weird off, the second you move funny, you befriend somebody that, like,
yeah,
that's
another good one.
That is, like, friends of friends.
Yeah,
no, dude, in my opinion, if you're friends with somebody, you should not be friends with people that they do not associate, like, they do not,
you cannot befriend the ops.
Right. You cannot be friends with the ops. Like, what are you people thinking? Like, why would I want to be your friend if you're friends with somebody that I don't like?
Right. That's, to even sit there and try to argue or question that is wild.
Yes. And you know what's so sad that we didn't even mention is there's a lot of girls out there, I'm not going to lie, especially Vegas. Okay, Vegas is full of them. They know that their friends are not horrible. Good friends, yeah. And they stay their friend. Like, I cannot count you the amount of times that there's girls that are friends with girls that have gone with their man, or girls that have gone with other people's mans that they know. And I'm like, are you good?
See, but I feel like that goes back to what I was saying before, where I almost feel like, which I don't know, but I feel like they do that where it's like, oh, they are okay in accepting of it because they know, like, now I'm going to be able to, or I should be able to do that same thing, and they can't be mad at me now. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, the friend?
Yeah.
Oh, like,
where it's like, yeah, it's like, oh, like, I don't care, you know,
because now I can go do it. So they're just, like, all around fucked us people.
Yes.
Because I'm so sorry. But yeah, like, they're just, that, I mean,
the excuse.
Yes, but that's what I'm saying. That just goes to show how ugly the world is, because they just don't, like, literally, I know people that are like, yeah, she's trying to get at, like, these guys I've talked to multiple times.
And but she's so funny. I'm like,
what?
I'm funny. Like, what's funny about it?
I was funny to you? Or people, I will, like, I could not, like, be in the same friend group as somebody that has gone with my man. That's so weird to me. Like, no, y'all are too nonchalant out there. Like, stand on business.
Right.
Stand on business. Like, I will not see you in the same section as me, and you got with my man. Right. I will slap you across the face.
I don't care. I don't care how long ago, like, it was. No. That's weird. That's just weird.
No, dude, no.
I don't care. Keep your circle tight, okay? You guys don't need to have a bunch of friends.
Yeah, so no, it doesn't matter the longevity of the friendship. Like, if people are moving weird, cut them off. You'll find better ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, I promise you, you'll find, and you don't need multiple. As long as you find that one, which you will find, you know what I'm saying? With those great characteristics, like, literally what we were talking about, like, trustworthiness being maybe, like, the opposite of what we said.
Yeah, right? Like, that's what I was thinking too.
Being, like, trustworthy, like, the right, like,
understanding,
reliable,
not jealous, like, actually rooting for you, cheering you on.
See, but I'm not gonna lie, you might not know a person for a long time.
No, you won't know for a long I mean, it is possible to not know for a long time, but as long as you know at least one day,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
And if I feel like, you know, like, trust your intuition, trust your gut, right? If there's anything that's off about this person, then don't stay friends with them. You know what I'm saying? Like, which it's hard, you know what I'm saying, especially like if you're in a situation where like you don't really have any friends. Oh my gosh, you don't really have any friends, but it's a lot better to have like nobody than to have like a bad friend.
Yeah, you know, for what I'm saying? I'd rather be alone over a bunch of fake people.
Yes,
like every single time.
Yes,
every single time.
So yeah, just
this is why I like to sit back and observe,
right? People watch.
Back, yes, mm-hmm. Because I'm just like, I'm watching your every move. I'm analyzing you to make sure that you're not a weirdo.
Yeah, Vegas females really blow me. I'm not gonna lie.
They do.
I don't know if it's like a West Coast thing, but I mean, people have, I literally just talked to someone about this too, that they were saying that people in LA are so different from Vegas, and I'm like, I picture them being the exact same, like,
or
I just
worse.
Yeah, right, worse. I feel like the West Coast people are just not genuine, like not real, like just lie about everything. Yeah. Like, it's so sad.
It is. Mm-hmm. No, it is sad. I'm like, I don't know though.
What?
I'm like, East Coasters, you let us know.
Let us know. But people have said that the East Coast people are so genuine.
Well, I feel like it's because they have, like, they're known for, like, I mean, not the East necessarily, but, you know, Southern hospitality, mm-hmm. and stuff like that is a thing. But I'm like, I don't know, though. You never really know.
Exactly.
Like, a person is a person.
That's what I'm saying. Like, don't be, like, no. I was about to say... If I keep stuttering, we're not posting this. No, I'm just kidding. I was about to say, like, now I lost what I was going to say. Okay. All that come back to me.
Wait. Bro, I hate when that happens.
What was I going to say? Oh, yeah, go. I remembered. No, I was going to say that you should... Like, not always say 10 toes, but see, but I can't say that because I would never think of that with, like, with you. Like, I'm thinking of my, like, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, wow, I would never be on 10 toes. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, what do you mean?
Like you always have to be aware that your friend, like, can do you watching, dirty. Always. Yeah, like,
well,
like.
No, that's true. I don't know. Okay, that's a good topic. Question. Like, do you think... after a certain amount of time, like, is when you finally are like, okay,
no,
because
I think no time matters.
I don't think so either. I'm like, I'm watching you.
No, I'm kidding. We're like, no, because people can do people dirty that have been friends for like 30 years.
No, they can.
Yeah. So it's such a hard situation.
Like, are you what is that called? Foreshadowing?
Right. No, I'm saying though, like, I just, like, I've seen it. I mean, think about marriages, right? Like,
no,
that's supposed to be the top form of love,
right?
And the affairs and so I don't know. I don't have.
Do you think a friendship breakup hurts more than a relationship breakup?
Yes,
you do.
In some cases,
it depends.
Yes,
it depends the relationship.
In some cases,
sure.
Sometimes I'm like, all right.
Whatever. Thank God.
No, but in some cases, for sure, it's
no,
hurtful.
That's true. No, because if, like, we stop being friends, that would be
devastating.
Crazy.
Yeah, like depression.
Right? No, for real.
No,
though. For real.
No, yeah, but I don't, like, I don't even have, like, any right sane advice that I could sit here, because you just
never know. That's how. Yep. Yep.
You don't, and I'm just gonna keep it a buck.
Thank God.
Oh shit.
No, I was literally thinking about that though when I was like right.
You're about to cry. What'd you say?
No, I was literally thinking about that when we said, like, let's talk about the right shit in a friendship, and like, I don't know. Bitches change every day, you know? I don't know. You just never know.
Oh my God.
You think somebody's one way, right? And then they change the next day. I don't know.
The next day.
Good luck out there.
Good luck, Charlie.
Right. No.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you guys. Seriously, I don't, because I've dealt with all types of different scenarios. So I can't even.
Like, let us know down in the comments, right? What your longest friendship is. So we know whether to stay away from you or not.
I know. All I can say is, just, I don't know. Don't. If you get hurt, just know. Like, there's not always going to be people that are going to hurt you in this world. Right?
Right.
You will eventually find your people, I guess, can be the. What? Bro, I'm so sorry. I don't know. The quote of the day. I don't know. Your people.
No, it's so funny. I wonder if you guys ever be like, damn, these bitches got quotes for everything. No, it's true though. You ever see something, it's some real shit, you have to screenshot it and never forget it again.
Bro, I have screenshots from like 2012. No, but yeah, you'll find your
wait, no, actually though, that is true. Like, just because, and this is both for friendship and relationship. Just because somebody hurts you once doesn't mean you should be, like, it honestly irritates me when something goes wrong for somebody and they're like, oh, like, never fuck love. Yes. I'm like, you're doing a lot. No. Like, not everybody's going to be like that.
I can't stand that either. Or, like, what I can't stand too, which this has more has to do with relationships, when people bring, like, the baggage from their past relationships to their new one. Like, yes, you can't do that,
because
dude,
you assume that they're going
to
be
like,
that
you
way.
Have to heal. Like, not everyone's the same. You know what I'm saying? And if you run into a couple that are the same in a row, then, you know, you'll find your good one.
Right. You have bad luck.
We're like, I don't know. I'll just tell you.
Like, do, like, a cleanse. I don't know. No, at that point, that's where you have to take a step back, and it doesn't mean you are, but you do have to take a step back and wonder, are you the issue? Because you might be. You might be, and that's okay, because realization is the first step of fixing anything. Bro. So anyways, moral of the story is, watch your back out there.
Right? You just never know. I don't know. No, just don't lose faith. Like, for real, though, I'm being so for real.
Keep trying. When life knocks you down, get back up. Stupid ass.
Bro, I'm gonna be pissed watching this.
No, I know. Click I this. Know. Really... They're like, I thought I was gonna get some real advice and shit. No, seriously.
No, okay, we make everything funny,
but no, but just... there's truth in this, you guys.
No, there is.
You need to really understand.
Yeah. And you know what? You got to laugh about it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. Yeah. You do.
At the end of the day, it's the end of the day. At the end of every day, it's the end. So don't even trip. And
oh my God.
There's always something.
We don't need a shot. It's like I took a shot right now. Like, I don't know if that's a theme. Like, I need to look that scientific fact up. If like a laughing high. Oh.
Oh. No, I think it's true. Yeah. Yeah, I think it's true.
Sponsor. What?
You said sponsor. Bro, this is what it is. That's why. Cherry Flush.
Let me see.
First of all,
oh, I get people drinking that. Cute, right? Wait, what is it, though?
Like an energy drink.
Oh.
Like an Alani?
Yeah, I've never.
Really?
Mm-mm. And it's healthy?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm like... baby ass.
But yeah, so that was the moral of the story.
Yeah.
And
good luck to you guys. We're locked in over here. Just kidding. I'm just kidding.
So science is gonna be pissed. I know. Editing this episode.
Anyways, guys.
Yeah. So we hope we gave you some things.
If you guys have any friendship stories, never mind. You're just never going to send it. If we told you guys the emails that we do get.
Bro, I can't make it up. I really, one day we're going to have to.
No, because you guys don't understand. I'm like all excited. I'm like, we got an email.
I know. And I'm like, wait, what?
You guys don't even know.
I know.
Hey, if you guys are really watching, if you've made it this far and you want to know what them emails are about, you better say something in the comments. Otherwise, we're never revealing. Because what if these are real people?
For real. Anyways.
Wait, come here. Let me plug your nose. Brother. They're going to sue me. Okay.
Oh, wait, we were talking about the TikTok thing. Did you see what's going on?
We're fucked, right?
Bro, well, okay, I think people are panicking, okay? Just like with the gas. Do you see what's going on with gas in Las Vegas right now? Because
what?
Okay, first of all, this is going to be like a week late, but all the California fires just happened, and I just pray for everyone that lost like everything in those fires, because that's really a huge thing.
So sad.
Yeah, it's very, very sad.
Wait, but didn't that just happen?
Like, the California fire?
Yeah.
Yes. Well, now it's a thing that the gas line connect that comes into Vegas, like our gas for our cars. I think, for our cars, the power shut down.
Oh.
So, like, everyone was, like, is panicking getting gas.
Oh, no. Again.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I don't know. But I know, <we're> like, I need some. I literally have no gas. So I'm like, I hope that's, I don't know. But so no, yeah. But with the TikTok thing, I don't know what to believe, because I seen a post and they're like, it's official.
Yeah, I saw that TikTok today.
But then I saw somebody that was literally, they had, they were outside of the meeting, wherever it was, the Supreme Sour Cream. The sour cream court said the Supreme Court. No, they were outside, and she, and I literally actually have her page saved, and she was giving us updates like as the meeting was being held, which they don't even have an answer. First of all, I don't think they will for a couple days.
Well, first of all, isn't Trump going to jail? So we're fucked.
Shut up.
No, I swear he is.
No, he's not.
Dude, I swear.
Let me see. No, because I don't know why people are saying it's over with, because I swear they didn't make it sentencing. Takeaways from the sentencing hearing of Donald Trump?
I told you, we're done. No, and then, no, you know why I think people are saying
Trump sentence in New York hush money case days.
Dude, I told you. I told you. He's getting locked up.
Wait, embarrassing chapter in his return to the White House? Okay, so do we have a president?
No.
You're lying.
No.
Did you read?
No.
Oh.
All I seen was that he's going to jail. I'm like, well, then we're really,
he's
not
going
TikTok.
To jail.
I believe so.
This can't be. Hold on. For the 6 weeks Donald Trump spent in Manhattan court
No, but I think that's why people think it's official, is because TikTok has came out and said, yeah, it's official, like it's going to be closed, because there's nothing they can do, because Kevin O'Leary wants to buy TikTok, but they don't
want the shark guy.
Yeah, but they don't want to sell it to no American. Which I don't blame them. So, bro, look at this. President Donald Trump has been sentenced to unconditional discharge for his conviction last year on 34 charges of business fraud related to hush money payment to Stormy Daniels during the 2016 presidential campaign.
Due to Trump's electoral victory and his forthcoming presidential immunity, judge whatever imposed what he said was the only lawful sentence of an unconditional discharge. The unusual sentence, which carried no punishment for Trump's actions, finalized the judgment against Trump, allowing him to okay, I'm still confused.
What's so it says unconditional discharge means Trump will not be imprisoned, fined, or face probation, but his conviction still stands and he will enter office as a convicted felon. So we don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. All I know for sure is that TikTok does not want to sell it to an American. An American wants to buy it. And it's really on the hands of President Trump to... I don't know. I don't even know what he can do. I don't know.
Yeah, all I heard... I don't think the meeting is... I don't think what they decided from their meeting that took place today is back yet. So that's what I'm waiting on. Because I don't know. So maybe people said that because of the Trump thing. I don't know.
I think that's why they think it's official, because TikTok was the one that announced, like,
oh
yeah, it's done.
TikTok announced that?
Mm-hmm. But I'm sure it's because they don't think Trump is gonna
really
do something.
See, right here it says this was 6 hours ago. Supreme Court seems likely to uphold a law that could ban TikTok. So it's like we still don't have an answer and people are panicking, but I don't know.
But also, like, panicking why? Like, what can we do? There's nothing we can do.
But I'm not gonna lie, it would piss me off. Like, if that's...
No,
like,
it would me
that's
too.
That's people's sources of income.
Exactly.
Like, that's insane.
And it would hurt
and I'm
the
suing.
U.S. a lot.
Right.
Like, a lot.
Because you're gonna pay my rent?
What can we do?
Government? I guess they do pay some people's rent.
They send you a check tomorrow.
No, but yeah.
So hopefully TikTok stays intact.
Yeah, we'll see.
But hopefully, if anything, we at least get it rescheduled.
Yeah, no, for real. I hope it gets, like, pushed. That's what I'm hoping for, too. So we'll just have to see.
Pray for TikTok.
But, yeah. Hopefully, you guys took away some key factors in this episode. We laughed a lot. But we meant business, you guys. It's just, like... Dude, what can you do? You know,
that's life for you.
Do nothing. But thanks for watching this episode 7, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And yeah, your part.
Don't forget, guys, to like, subscribe.
Yeah, that's your part, right?
No, that's yours.
Oh, that's my part? Yeah. Okay. Don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe. You don't do any of those, I think.
And something else you guys don't do, but you really should, is if you have any tea, dilemma, questions, wanting advice on anything, you want to share your stories with us, feel free to comment it down below or send us an email and we can share it on the podcast anonymously if you like. Otherwise, thanks for watching today's episode.
Yes, bye.
Bye.